Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, well, anyway, last hour we were talking about the possibility, just the possibility that President Bush is, I don't know, conducting this war against Iraq for reasons that are personal. And we're taking your calls about that and other things. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to going to Austin, Texas. Vernon, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Are we in the middle of the traffic there?
I'm not in the middle of traffic, hello?
Yes, Vernon, go ahead.
Yeah, Phil, we're enjoying your program here in Austin. I wanted to respond to what you were talking about President Bush.
Go ahead.
I think that the guy is definitely trying to make his daddy happy. I think it all goes back to the Gulf War when his father was not capable or able or allowed, I guess they're trying to say, but I think it has more to do with capability anyway get...
Well, the point you're trying to make is that Bush did not get Hussein out of Baghdad. Why?
I think Bush did not get Hussein out of Baghdad because he wasn't able to.
All right, now how does that relate to Bush Jr.?
Well, I think it relates to Bush Jr. in a pretty obvious way. I think the boy is trying to get his father's approval, and I think that I think it's pretty pathetic when a president of the United States, a man who is, is the leader of the free world, needs his daddy. I mean...
You think that the president of the United States, President Bush, this one, wants the approval of his father? This is a war that we're conducting for... There's a variety of reasons.
No, you have to hear me out, because I'm not saying there isn't a good reason to go to war against Iraq, but I think... Much of it's motivated
by his need to please his father.
By his need to please his father, yes, sir. Much of it's motivated by his need to get the love and approval of his father. And if you haven't been there, you may not know what I'm talking about. Because I think it's pathetic when the foreign policy of a nation.
What do you mean haven't been there? You mean me needing the love of my father? I've needed the love of my father. I don't know whether I had it, but I needed it. I think every son does.
Okay, well, I think it's pretty pathetic when a foreign policy of a nation rests with a guy's dad, and he can't get, his daddy's love.
All right, well, you're a little bit embittered. Why?
I'm sorry?
You're embittered. Why?
You say I sound what?
You sound bitter. Why?
No, I'm not bitter, but I do know what I'm talking about. My father, I don't have that problem with my own father.
All right, well, that's nice. But why are you bitter?
Well, I'm bitter because I got over the problem that I have. My father didn't love me. My father was a drinker. My father didn't take care of our family. My father didn't do a lot of things. I have decided that I will not do what my father did, unlike President Bush, who wants to make his daddy happy.
Well, you're saying daddy like there's something personal going on.
I'm just saying that I know what it's like. My father beat my mother. My father drank too much. My father failed at business.
Are you trying to make up for that?
I'm not doing what my father did. I have a successful business. I do not beat my wife. I do not drink too much. So, no, I'm not doing what George Bush does. George Bush is repeating the mistakes of his father because he wants to have his daddy feel good about him.
All right, so George Bush is doing what he's doing because he wants his daddy... I think it's a little simplistic. I don't agree.
Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Hendry. Today, I am so intent on doing the right thing in my life and not redoing what my father did that I will not do anything my father did.
I know you mentioned that.
Including not having children. Did I mention that?
Because your father had you?
Because my father had me and my sister. I've decided, because I can't stand that piece of you-know-what, that I won't even have kids. And my wife desperately wants children. She desperately wants children. Her biological clock is ticking, and there isn't a week or a night that goes by that she doesn't mention how she wants children. And I have told her that she is not going to have children so long as my father lives. And once he dies, then we can talk about it. But as long as my father lives, I will not give him the pleasure.
Boy, you really hate your dad, don't you?
No, it's a healthy disrespect, Mr. Hendry. Boy, born of the mistakes that he made. And I wish George Jr. had the same healthy disrespect for his own father.
Well, look at it. What is George Jr. supposed to look at George Sr. and say? Is he supposed to say, you know what, you really screwed that Iraq thing up. I'm not going over to Iraq.
Yeah, that's part of that, yeah. Because his daddy got involved in Iraq, messed it up. Why should the son do the same thing?
Well, it's a foreign policy question. It's got nothing to do with whether there is one man or another man who's trying. This has got nothing to. I disagree with. It's got nothing to do with these two men and their relationship. It has to do with a foreign policy issue that was not.
Let me ask you. If any other Republican was in there right now, I mean any other Republican, I mean if it was Dole, if it was anybody, do you think they'd be wasting this country's time trying to get this guy out? I don't think that this president.
I don't know how to answer that question. Yeah, maybe they would.
I don't think that this. How do you know that?
Huh?
How do you know maybe they would?
Well, how do you know maybe they wouldn't?
Because I don't think George Jr. has the guts to do anything different from his dad.
You know, you say daddy and dada, it betrays an anger.
All right, I'm angry. I'm angry at my own father and what he did. And
all right, well then, why do you got to get down on President Bush?
Because I can see him making the mistakes that I could have made.
I think your issue is with your own father.
Oh, you know, Mr. Henry, don't get psychological.
No, your issue is with your father. You say that your dad beat your mother and that he failed at business. And where do you work, sir?
I work at the Kroger loading dock right now. I'm getting the truck ready.
Yeah, because I can hear trucks backing up behind you.
This is the only place I can talk. I'm sorry, I'm on a coffee break.
Were you listening to our show?
Yes, I was. I had an earpiece in and everything, and I'm on a coffee break.
All right, well, getting back to what we're talking about, President Bush may have an issue about his father. He may not. I personally, and I'm not saying I agree with whether we ought to go to Iraq or not. I personally think we should, but this does not color my opinion. He may or not may not be right about going to Iraq, but I do not believe that it's motivated by any need to prove something to his father. I think it's motivated mostly by a need, a foreign policy need to control terrorism.
That is such the party line, though, Phil. I mean, he's dragging 250 million Americans in his healing process with da-da.
Jesus, man, you really... I just heard the way you said that.
The way I said what?
Da-da.
Because that's exactly what it is. And I will never be tied to the apron strings of my papa. And I will never be tied to the apron strings of my nana. The way George Bush Jr. is. He's tied to his mama.
You're really pissed at the guy. Are you a Democrat?
I'm sorry?
Are you a Democrat?
No, sir. I'm a Republican. But I am very disappointed in the lack of manhood being shown by President George Bush Jr. And I'll say it again, and you can laugh if you want to. I think he's tied to his dad-da.
Well?
I really honestly do. I really honestly do. And if the president were really honest with the American people, he wouldn't speak of the former George Bush as an ex-president. He'd just say, I was on the phone to my papa last night, and he was telling me a few things.
Really?
Yes. I know you think it's funny, but I think we've got a lot of lives at stake here, Phil.
No, I know there's a lot of lives at stake. I don't think it's funny. I think you're the way you refer to the way the president.
I really don't mean to be funny, Phil. I really want the American people to hear me. President George Bush Jr. is going to drag a lot of men into their death because he's trying to prove something to his parents, whether it's to prove his manhood to his men. Mommy.
Uh-huh.
Or whether it's to prove something to his. Father, I really think it's important.
Thank you. Whew. Jesus. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com, philhendrieshow.com. We're taking advance orders for our Best Of CD, World Famous Phil Henry Show 2002, at 877-616-PHIL.
1-800-449-8686, the World Famous Phil Henry Show. Bill Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
What I'm saying is that you could be back. You could be on the air with me.
I'm okay.
We just had a couple of people call, and then I can let you go, all right?
All right.
And I'm sorry, we are back. This is the Phil Henry Show. And what is your name again? You're Vernon, right?
I'm Vernon Dozier, Phil.
What do you do for a living?
Yes, sir. I'm a little bit nervous.
Well, that's okay. You're doing fine. What do you do for a living?
Yes, sir. I'm a high school football coach.
And you feel very strongly that George Bush Jr. is being a big, fat baby hanging on his...
I there's something about a man who has to wander around behind his father and tug at the back of his jacket getting approval that makes me want to... You know, I tell you, the way my father treated me and the way my father treated my mother, I will go to my death and you could bury me face down on an anthill. And I would take that before I allowed any part of my
dada
to influence me.
All right, you're saying some strong things about the president.
I understand.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Amy. Hi, Amy. Welcome to the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, dear. You're on the air.
Well, I really wanted to tell Vernon that I think he's wrong, and I think he's an idiot, and I think that he is bringing his emotions to the United States against our president. That I'm a Democrat, and I did not vote for Bush, but
all right.
He is our president, and he is destroying our collective wishes that our president take care of Iraq.
Well,
Iraq has terrorized us, and we really should pay him back.
That's an interesting comment, Amy. Vernon, how do you respond to that?
Well, Amy, my feeling is if George Bush Jr. didn't spend most of his time in the self-help section of Barnes & Noble looking for heal the dada within books, we may not be on the brink of war. I mean, I had to get Mama to change Georgie's dirty, smelly diaper.
Oh, you're really belittling the president.
Well, Amy, don't you agree
with
that?
And I'm not really going to be participating, but thank you all.
Well, all right, ma'am. But just remember, when the president goes, boom, somebody has to clean it up.
Here is Andrew on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Andrew, hi. Welcome to the show.
Hey, I just wanted to say that there's this guy right here, too much emotion, not enough knowledge. We can't forget that during the first Persian Gulf War, there was an assassination request put out on Bush Sr. by Saddam Hussein.
I understand.
Now this younger one comes in. I think he wants to defend his death. I think he's a little pissed off. And yeah, he's on a hair trigger right now. He's looking to have Saddam Hussein blow his nose the wrong way so he can send in all our M1s over there.
Well, but I think the guy, you know, so somebody, that's like me saying, hey, Andrew, your father wears army boots. What, do you want to come over and punch me out? I mean, let it go.
What do you mean, let it go? It was the assassination attempt of a United States president.
Get over it. Just get over it.
Hey, Howie.
Huh?
Hey,
1-800-449-8686. So there it is. Here is Brad. Go ahead, Brad.
Hey, Bill.
How you doing?
I have to agree with Vernon here a little bit.
Thank you.
I believe George Jr. is just doing a job that his daddy couldn't finish. For example...
I don't want him to finish the job. George wants his papa to see him ride the big bike with two wheels.
Oh, I believe that might be part of it. Like, hey, Dad, look at me. I can do the job.
Exactly.
I believe that's exactly what it is.
Hey, Daddy, look at me. I'm on the big bike with the two wheels, not the training wheel.
I'm a big man now. I'm where you are. I can do it better than you can do it.
Wait a minute, you guys. Are you trying to tell me that the President of the United States would put 250 million Americans on the brink of perhaps
global
war?
Look at all
that's
that.
Right.
We don't talk about Gaddafi. We don't talk about Castro.
Right.
You know, all we talk about is Hussein.
Hussein.
If
morning, noon, and night.
He finished the job.
That's
he
right.
wouldn't have to do it.
Morning, noon, and night. All I ever hear about is Saddam Hussein because George Bush is in the White House and he called up and he said,
"Daddy, I gotta go get Hussein."
What is it with you, man?
And I'm sorry that I have to be sarcastic.
Sarcastic doesn't even begin to describe what you're being. You're being insultful, insightful. You're being rude to a president.
Oh, well.
Papa, watch me. I go poo and bowl.
That's exactly what he's doing.
Is that right?
That's right.
I go poo and bowl, not in panty.
Oh, shut up.